trust, Lord, on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Lasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. For our sins who were sentenced, death was triumphant at last. So of the years of his limbo, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was exposed and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, tried on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, living in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he lived again. In the stories of tender, nearer than ever I see. Say, love me with all your wisdom, love me the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
好，请大家暂时保持站立。
Please remain standing.
来默祷。
And say a silent prayer.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
啊，赐给主耶稣，感谢你的带领。
Beloved Jesus, we thank you for your guidance.
那我们能够按照有点计划来举行灵恩会。
That according to plan and schedule, we can conduct the spiritual convocation.
主啊，在这个灵恩会当中，我们要对我们的信仰再做一番的检讨省思。
Lord, during this spiritual convocation, once again, we will examine and meditate upon our faith.
因为你是荣耀的神。
Because you are a glorious God.
你的荣耀是那么的实在
，and your glory is so real and practical。
你的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现
，and your glory manifested to Abraham。
你的荣耀也曾经向我们显现
，and you have previously also manifested your glory to us。
但是我们经常都被你的荣耀渐渐的淡忘
，but very often we forget about your glory。
因为我们生活的压力
because of work pressures
世上的忧虑
and worries in life
把我们压得让我们喘不过气来
and they all pressed upon us up to the point we are out of breath
我们花了很多的时间精神
we spend a lot of time and energy
在处理我们日常的生活
in taking care of our daily matters
我们确实把你的恩典慢慢的忘了
and we have gradually forgotten about your grace
我们现在借着灵会的机会
through this opportunity during the spiritual convocation,
再次的反省我们的信仰
we want to once again reflect upon our faith.
愿你圣灵帮助我们
May your Holy Spirit help us.
借着你的帮助，借着你的帮助
and through your help,
能够让我们的信仰再次的复兴
so that our faith can once again be revived.
能够爱你更深
so that we can love you deeper.
能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹
so that we can love our brothers and sisters.
能够服侍你的教会
so that we can serve your church.
主，我们这样子祷告。
Lord, we pray in this way.
求主你垂听。
Please listen to our prayers.
也愿一切颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
Amen. May all praise and glory be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿们。
Hallelujah, Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们有机会 神让我们活得很健康，能够来到这里学习道理。
So God has given us the opportunity as well as the good health to come here to learn His word.
啊，对我们信仰啊，再做一次确认。
So that we can once again make an affirmation on our faith.
啊，要知道我们所信的到底是谁。
So that we can once again come to know who we truly believed in.
我们只要能够确信我们所信的是谁。
And only if we truly know whom we have believed.
这样子我们就能够对神会有渴慕。
Only then would we have this a yearning for God.
那会进而追求。
And only then would we strive to pursue Him.
我们就会更体验神。
And all the more we can then experience God.
我们就会认为神是一位很实在的神。
And then we can come to know that God is a real God.
啊，虽然他是看不见的。
And although we can't see Him,
但在我们内心当中还是很实在、很踏实的。
But in our inner hearts, He's real.
啊，我们会觉得我们所信的并不是白费的。
And we will come to realize that what we believe in is not in vain.
我们在困难当中就能够得到安慰。
And in our difficulties and problems, we will receive comfort.
因此，圣经才告诉我们要竭力的认识神。
So this is why the Bible reminds us that we should strive hard to know God.
那我们来看看我们是不是有竭力的认识神。
So now let us turn to the Bible and see if we all have strived hard to know God.
请看何西阿书。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Chapter verse 1.
何西阿书。
Hosea.
但以理书的后面。
It's the book after Daniel.
何西阿书第六章的第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
来吧，我们归向神，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。第二节。
Verse 2.
过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。这是一个很不得已的记载啊。
So this is a recording that is unprecedented.
啊，很必须要这样子来告诉以色列百姓。
So this is a passage that has to be written. There's no other way out. So this message has to be conveyed to the Israelites.
因为当时以色列百姓呢，他们简直啊，把神爱他们的神带领他们的祖先出埃及的那位神呢、啊，都离开了，都不管他的。
Because at that time the Israelites had forsaken the Lord or the God that had led them out of Egypt.
啊，就好像离弃他的配偶一样的。
So the Israelites had forsaken God as if they had forsaken their spouse.
所以何西阿先知啊，就利用这段婚姻的关系啊，来做以色列人跟神之间的关系，来检验他们现在的信仰。
So Prophet Hosea likened the relationship between the Israelites and God as that of a husband and wife in order to analyze their faith.
因此他说、啊、来吧，我们要归向神、啊、
So Hosea said, "Come and let us return to the Lord."
然后呢，我们才能够认识神。
And only then can we know God.
啊，不但认识神，还要竭力的啊来认识他。
And we not only just come to know God, we need to strive and strive hard to know Him.
那、啊、所谓的竭力呢，就是 press on， 就是一直压，一直压，一直压挤啊，一直一挤。
So to strive or to press on means you just keep pressing on.
哦，好像挤，柠檬一样，一直挤下，挤出汁来。
So to pursue is like it's just like pressing on, just as if you're pressing on the lemon to get the lemon juice.
那为了避免浪费呢，一定是一直挤的哈。
So in order not to waste the lemon juice, you will just press the lemon all the way.
所以我们决定也是一样啊。
So the same in terms of pursuing or pressing on.
我们想想，我们在挤那个柠檬汁的时候，一定是很出力的。
So imagine when we press on the lemons, we would give all our might.
我们认识神的方面也是要出力的。
So the same when we try to know God.
啊，也是要竭力啊，不单是要认识他，竭力的追求，就好像在跑一样，有一个方向。
So we need to strive hard, and just like running a race, you have a goal.
啊， 那我们先谈了为什么要认识神。
So now we will discuss as to why we have to know God.
啊，当然，我们知道神啊，跟我们生活有息息相关的。
We know that God is directly related to every aspect of our life.
那假如跟我们生活没有什么关系，当然我们就不需要去认识他。
So if God has no any relation with our lives, then we don't have to know Him.
啊，马路上在走的很多人啊，我们不认识他们。
So walking on the streets, we meet a lot of people that we don't know.
那些人跟我们生活也没有什么直接的相关联。
And those people have no direct relationship whatsoever with our lives.
因此，我们不需要去认识他们呢。
So there is no reason for us to know them.
啊，但是呢，只要是跟我们生活息息相关。
But if there are people who are closely bound to our lives,
为什么呢？因为圣经说啊，神像我们的父亲呢。
So God is closely bound to our lives because the Bible describes God as our Father.
我们的父亲呢，跟我们生活啊是息息相关的。
So our Father is very closely bound to our lives.
在我们的生活当中，少不了父亲的角色。
So in our lives, we cannot live without the role of a father.
当然，我们就要认识我们的父亲。
Therefore, we need to know this Father.
小孩子。他们也是在认识他们父亲呢。
So little children are also learning to know their fathers.
当然，刚开始他们不会说话。
They started without knowing how to talk.
可是我们看那个眼神啊，他看着父亲的眼神，他看着妈妈的眼神呢，我们就知道，哇，他是想要认识他父亲，然后认人呐、啊，我们就认人。
But as little babies, although they can't talk, they can recognize their father or mother through facial expressions.
那父亲会抱他。
And they come also to understand that their fathers would carry them,
让他觉得很安全
so that the babies feel secure.
因此有必要来认识他的父亲。
So therefore, the baby will learn to come to know his father.
我们的神就像我们的父亲一样。
Likewise, God is just like our father.
啊，请看以赛亚书。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah.
六十三章。
Chapter 63.
以赛亚书六十三章十六节。
Isaiah 63 verse 16.
十六节
，Verse 16，
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父，主啊，你是我们的父，从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。那这里是形容神啊，就像以色列人的父亲一样。
So here describes that God is just like the father of the Israelites.
那既然是父亲的话，就是要包括。供养他们的生活需要。
So a father is a someone who would provide for their daily necessities.
那怎么样来向父亲取得哈他日常生活的需要
？So how can we obtain our daily necessities from our father？
那父亲要到外面去赚钱。
The father has to go out to work.
然后来养家。
In order to support the family.
因为做孩子当然要知道父亲。有钱啊，可以跟父亲要钱来买东西吃。
Children know that their father has money, so they can go to him for money to buy food.
买衣服穿。
Or to buy clothes.
啊，再请看六十四章第八节。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8.
六十四章第八节。
64 verse 8.
神啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。所以说你还是我们的父亲呢、啊。
So here it still says that you are my father.
啊，不管我们多坏，我们多糟糕，多么的悖逆。
Regardless how bad or rebellious we have become.
我们多么的无能。
Or how not capable we have become.
你还是我们的父亲呢、啊。
You still are our father.
因此啊。神就像我们父亲一样。
So, therefore, God is just like our father.
那跟我们日常生活息息相关呢、啊。
He is directly related to our daily lives.
啊，跟我们的生活每一天都有关系。
And he is he has a direct relations with our everyday living.
所以当然我们要认识他。
So therefore, it's natural that we have to come to know him.
那他也像我们的母亲。
God is also like our mother.
再继续看六十六章。
Let's continue reading chapter 66.
六十六章十三节。
Verse 13.
66:13。母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。母亲很疼爱儿子。
Mothers love their sons.
啊，这是天然自然的。
And this is a natural instinct.
因为儿子是她所生的。
Because she bore the son.
所以儿子啊，碰到什么困难
？So no matter what problems the son faces.
啊，这些困难，他们的痛啊，就像母亲的痛一样。
So the pain the son suffers also goes to the mother.
所以做母亲的总是尽量啊安慰他的儿子。
So all mothers would try their best to comfort their sons.
那我们的神就像我们的母亲一样。
Likewise, our God is just like our mothers.
那他会安慰着我们呢。
She will comfort us.
那我们要借着耶路撒冷得安慰。
He will comfort us through Jerusalem. We shall be comforted.
啊，耶路撒冷也可以指的今天的教会啊。
And Jerusalem can also mean the current church today.
因为神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
啊，教会是神所召的一些弟兄姐妹的集合体。
And the church consists of the people whom God has called to come together.
啊，教会人多。
And in the church, there are many members.
有各种不同的职务。各种不同的 position， 各种不同的工作。
And there are different positions in the church.
啊，这些工作就是要来照顾啊神的选民，来照顾神的儿女。
In all the church works or sacred works, the purpose is to take care of the children of God.
来安慰神的儿女。
And they are to comfort the children of God.
啊，有的弟兄姐妹呢，碰到生活上的难题。
Some brothers and sisters faced with problems in their daily lives.
我记得有一有个姐妹啊，她生了一个女儿啊，这个女儿啊，天生就是不正常。
I remember that there was a sister who gave birth to a disabled child.
因为基因呐、啊、有问题、啊。
Because she had some gene deformity.
哎，所以她吃饭呢、啊、就不能够自己吃饭。
So the child can't eat by herself.
啊，她很怕吃东西。
And the child is fearful of eating.
啊，这个就是一个问题。
So this posed a great problem to the mother.
啊，因此啊，她必须啊去找医生啊。
So she had to seek the help of the doctor.
那医生啊，因为这个保险好像不出啊，不帮她付这个。
But unfortunately, the health insurance would not cover the treatment.
啊，大概要10,000+。
And the cost would require about $10,000.
而且是不能够用信用卡来付。
And they also cannot pay using their credit cards.
他手边没那么多钱呢。
And she did not have a lot of cash on hand.
那教会弟兄姐妹就可怜他。
So the brothers and sisters at church had pity on her.
就发动认捐啊，乐捐呢。
So they started a fundraising.
啊，大家一起出钱来帮他解决问题。
So that they can raise enough funds to help the sister solve her problem.
哎，让这位姐妹得到很大的安慰。
And this fundraising, this act, brought great comfort to the sister.
当时他们是刚信主的。
Because at that time they were newly baptized members.
所以神爱着他的儿女。
So God loves his children.
啊，就是透过教会，透过弟兄姐妹来。替神照顾他的儿女。
So through the church and through the church members, God takes care of His children.
所以我们的神呢是跟我们生活息息相关的。
So our God is directly related to our daily lives.
虽然这是人在执行神的工作。
Although it is God who is the master planner of our work.
所以背后其实是神主动在照顾着我们。
哦，对不起，神。
神主动照顾着我们。
And God is also the one who take the initiative to take care of us.
所以神就像我们的母亲一样。
So God is just like our mother.
我们生活的每一天呢、啊，不能够没有母亲呢、啊。
In our daily lives, we cannot live a day without our mother.
因此，他是跟我们生活息息相关。
So therefore, God is closely bound to our lives.
啊，必须要认识他。
And so, therefore, we need to know Him.
那第三方面，神呢、啊，就像我们的牧人一样，我们就是像羊群。
And third, God is just like our shepherd, and we are His sheep.
啊，请看以赛亚书四十章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书四十章的十一节。
Isaiah 40 verse 11.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔啊，抱在怀中，慢慢的引导那奴羊小羊的。所以这边有一个牧人跟羊群。
Here there is a shepherd and a flock.
那羊群就是指着我们这些神的百姓。
So the flock of sheep refers to us, the people of God.
那牧人就像神呢、啊，神自己。
And the shepherd is God Himself.
所以神就是牧人，我们就是羊群。
So God is the shepherd, and we are His lamb or sheep.
那牧人呢、啊，是直接在照管着羊群的。
So the shepherd directly takes care of the sheep.
因此牧人跟羊群的生活、啊、当然也是息息相关、啊、
So therefore the shepherd is closely bound to the lives of the flock.
那羊群少不了牧人。
And the flock cannot live without the shepherd.
那羊群假设没有牧人的话，就是按照主子所说的流离颠沛的，非常的辛苦、啊
okay.
生活非常辛苦。
And without the shepherd, then the flock, according to the Bible, will lead very difficult lives.
那为什么要认识神呢？
So why do we need to know God?
我们来看何西阿书，看看你何西阿书。
Now let's turn back to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第六章第三节。
Verse 3.
他出现却如晨光、啊、第三节。
Verse 3.
我们要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他被临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨、啊、那我们刚刚谈到，我们为什么要认识神？因为他跟我们的生活是息息相关的。
We earlier discussed that why do we need to know God? It's because He is closely bound to our lives.
那第二个，因为他是信实的神。
And the second reason is because He is a faithful God.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为他出现却如晨光。
Because he arises just like the sun.
那晨光就是早上的太阳啊。
And the morning light is the sunlight.
那太阳不出来，当然就没有晨光。
And if the sun does not appear, then there is no morning light.
那可是太阳一定是从东边出来的。
And the sun always rises from the east.
那这是永不改变的。
And this is something that will never change.
所以这句话就在。形容神的性质，神是永不改变，他所讲的话不会改变。
So this phrase also means that God never changes, His word never changes.
我们要认识那位不会改变的神。
Therefore, we need to come to know this unchanging God.
那他讲的会改变的话，我们很辛苦啊。
And if God constantly changes, then we will our lives would be difficult.
我们今天的人生活压力为什么会那么辛苦
？And why is it that today our the pressures of lives are so hard on us？
生活压力啊，这是因为现在是个多变的社会。
And we have pressures in life. It's because the society is constantly changing.
我们看科技啊，日益跃新呢、啊。
Let's look at the technology. It just keeps updating every day.
啊，我以前还在做电脑生意的时候。
When I used to have my computer business,
我是帮客户啊在设计啊地方的网络啊 local area network.
And I would help my clients design their local area network.
这个区域性的网络。
So it's a local area network.
啊，当现在是国际网络啊。
So at that time it was local network, but now it's a global network.
啊，这个区域性的网络呢？那个资料，那个新的科技啊，一直出来，每个星期要寄一本新书给你去看去读啊。
So even just for the local network, every week they will have updates and they would send you booklets for you to read and to update.
所以观念科技是每一个星期啊，几乎每一天啊，每个星期。不是每个月，是每个星期，甚至是每一天都在改变。
Therefore, knowledge and technology just keep changing, not monthly, but daily and weekly.
今天啊，等到明天啊，今天的事情就变成旧的。
So, what is new today may be become something old just the next day.
啊，这个就是我们生活压力的由来呀。
And so, this is the source as to why our lives today are so stressful.
因为经常在变。
Because things are constantly changing.
可是我们所认识的这位神是不变的。
But this God that we know never change.
啊，认识他对我们来讲也很轻松啊。
So to know this God is something very relaxing and easy for us.
因为他是不改变的。
Because he is an unchanging God.
那认识他以后，就永远不改变。他就是这样子，他是永不改变的。
So from the moment we know Him, He would never change. Eternally, He remains the same.
所以圣经说，他今天、明天、后天，永不改变，都是一样的。
So therefore, the Bible says that yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God will never change.
所以他是信实的神。
So He is indeed a faithful God.
他是值得我们去认识他。
So He is worthy for us to pursue to know Him.
那第二句话说，他临到我们俩，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
And the next phrase on the verse says, He comes to us like the rain.
说他是慈爱的神呢、啊。
So He is a loving God.
在我们需要雨水的时候。
When it's time for when we need rainwater.
他的出现呢、啊。
He appears.
我们有需要的时候，他的出现。
So whenever we have need, He will be there.
那换句话说，我们不需要的时候，他会不用出现呢、啊。
So in other words, does it mean that if we don't need him, then he will not be there?
而且圣经说他要供应我们日用的饮食啊。
The Bible says that he will provide for our daily bread.
他要供我们日常的需要。
He will meet our daily requirements.
他不是要供我们日常想要的。
So God will provide our daily needs, but he will not meet our daily desires or daily wants.
我们想要望的跟 need 是不一样的。
So what we want and what we need are different.
神一定会供应我们的需要。
So God would surely provide our daily needs.
我们够了就可以了。
So as long as we have enough,
但是我们只是要超过
that's it.
我们需要超过我们所需要的，那神就不一定会答应。
But if what we desire is above our needs, then God may not.Meet that want or desire.
他不曾这样子应许过要应付我们的想要。
Because God never promises that He would meet all our wants or desires.
他会应付我们的需要。
But He promised to meet our daily needs.
那但是不是来供应我们的想要。
And it's not to meet our daily desires or wants.
所以他是慈爱的神。
So he is a loving God.
他值得我们去认识他。
So he is worthy of our pursuit.
好，那我们来谈怎么来认识神。
So now let's discuss as how we can know God.
啊，刚刚是谈为什么要认识神。
So earlier we discussed as to why do we need to know God.
啊，现在讲如何认识神。
Now we shall discuss how to know God.
啊，第一个可以借着悟性。
First is through understanding.
啊，请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1
第九节
verse 9
哥罗西书第一章第九节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意、啊、这边提到一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Here talks about be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
所以神赏赐我们有个悟性聪明。
So God has given us these the knowledge.
啊，这个 understanding 是每一个人都有的。
So this understanding is something that we all have.
因为有这个悟性，才能够去了解其他的人在说些什么话。
So only with understanding can you know what others are talking about.
我们也是用我们的悟性去学习。
And we also use our understanding to learn.
所以我们经常形容一个很聪明的人来说，他的领悟力很强。
So when we describe someone intelligent, we will say that he has a strong understanding skills.
啊，所以每一个人基本上啊，不管是强弱，都是有一个悟性。
So regardless whether it's weak or strong, everyone has understanding.
所以神赏赐给我们悟性，就要去认识他。
So God gives us an understanding so that we can come to know Him.
所以我们要昼夜思想神的话，对神的话要想一想。
So therefore, we need to spend a day and night to think or meditate on the Word of God.
啊，对于神的事情也是要想一想。
And we also need to meditate on the things of God.
因为学习啊，很重要的一个步骤就叫想啊。
Because a very important part of learning is to meditate or think.
你看，假设学生在学校里面学习。
For example, if a student is studying in school.
啊，下课以后不管了，也不做功课，也不想啊，回家玩啊，玩啊电脑游戏啊。
But if after school the child just stop thinking, don't do the homework, and just continue playing the computer,
啊，回家看电视啊，
or watch TV,
那不想，
and not think,
那这个就是缺少学习的步骤。
So this child will lack this one step of learning.
那学习的步骤一定要透过这个悟性的思考。
So an important step of learning is to have this step of understanding.
啊，才会消化，才会变成自己的东西的。
Of thinking. So only if you think, then you will digest what you just learned.
好像我们在读圣经一样。
So the same with learning or reading the Bible.
为什么能够了解神呢？或为什么能够明白圣经在说些什么？
So how can we come to understand what the Bible is saying?
啊，不是看过就算了呢。
So you don't merely just read it through once.
还要思想。
You need to spend time to think.
那思想神的话，神就会帮助我们呢。
So if we think and ponder on the Word of God, then God will help us.
神就会透过悟性来让我们了解。
Then God would through understanding allow us to understand.
因此我们要透过悟性啊，要思考，要思想神的话。
So through understanding, we should think and meditate on the Word of God.
啊，对神的一切作为还是要想一想。
And with regards to the actions or the works of God, we should also think about it.
那第二个可以借着神所创造的万物来让我们了解神。
Next, through God's creation, we can also come to know God.
当然，神是看不见的。
Of course, God is invisible.
因为神是住在幽暗之中，住在黑暗里头啊。
God lives in the dark.
啊，那黑暗我们看不见的，看不清楚啊。
But in the dark, we can't see things clearly.
啊，那神啊，你是谁啊？
Then we'll ask God, "Who are you?"
他在里头看不清楚。
God is inside, but we can't see clearly.
啊，另一方面，神呢住在光里头。
But on another aspect, God also lives in light.
那我们想说，哎，那这样。这样子就可以看得清楚啊。
So we may think that, oh, if it's in the light, then we can see it clearly.
可是圣经说，那神是住在那个人不能够靠近的光里头。
But the Bible also describes that God lives in the light that the humans, that man cannot draw near.
看是可以看得清楚啊，但是他不让你靠近啊。
So we can see God clearly, but we can't go near Him.
所以还是看不清楚。
So the same goes that we still can't see God clearly.
但是可以借着他所创造万物来明白。
But yet, through God's creation, we can come to understand God.
因此，我们有机会要出去户外走一走啊。
So whenever we have the opportunity, we should go out to nature to hike.
啊，有时候要 vacation 啊，要个休假。
And sometimes we need to take vacation.
啊，到公园去呀，到海边去呀。
And to go to the parks or to the ocean.
啊，欣赏神所创造神这些杰作，这些美妙的地方。
To enjoy the beautiful sceneries, the beautiful creation of God.
神真的不是我们用一两句话就可以要称赞他啊，很老实说也是很难的。
So it's not easy to praise God just with a few sentences.
我们眼睛所能够看到的，所能够理解的，只是他伟大杰作的一小部分而已。
So what our eyes can see or what we can think of God is only a small part of the whole nature of God.
用我们人的语言呢，很难来赞美神。
So using human words is very hard for us to fully praise God.
我们经常说感谢主啊，那是很皮毛的。
So today we often say we thank God. So those are words of praise that are just very superficial.
他大可以充满整个宇宙万有啊。
God's greatness can even fill the whole universe.
小可小到进入到我们内心，进入到我们的细胞里头。的最小的细胞。
And God can be as small to the point that He can even live in the smallest cell in our body.
因为神就告诉我们怎么来称赞他。
So God has told us as to how we can praise Him.
Hallelujah, 就一句话。
And just use the simple phrase, Hallelujah.
其他事情就不用多讲了。
And you don't have to say any other words.
因为用人的语言呢，很难来。
Because using human language is very hard to praise God.
他实在是太伟大了。
Because God is truly too wonderful and too great.
因此，我们有机会的话，再尽量走到户外去。
So, therefore, whenever we have the chance, we should try to go out to nature.
啊，欣赏神的杰作。
And enjoy the creation of God.
我们就会很服帖的，五体投地的来。服在神的全能之下。
Or enjoy the masterpiece of His creation, and at that point we will humbly prostrate ourselves before Him.
我们会觉得人啊是多么的渺小。
And we will come to know, realize how insignificant or how tiny humans are.
那当然可以借着神的启示啊来认识神。
And next, we can also come to know God through signs and miracles.
借着呢神做事的法则来认识他。
And we can also know him through his ways and laws.
我们看创世纪啊。
Now let's turn to Genesis.
十八章二十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 25.
创世纪十八章二十五节。
Genesis 18, verse 25.
创世纪十八章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 25.
将一人和二人同杀，将一人与二人一样看待，这断然不是您所行的。审判全地的主，岂不行公义吗？这是亚伯拉罕啊，为着所多玛的人啊来祈求。
Excuse me. This was a prayer request by Abraham on behalf of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为他知道罗德住在那里呀。
Excuse me, because he knew that Lot was living there.
那圣经说啊，罗德有个异心呢、啊，有个异心呢、啊，为了那些犯罪的事情啊，天天在伤痛。
And the Bible describes that Lot has this righteous heart in him. Every day he was interceding for the sinners.
好，那亚伯拉罕究竟认识神，他了解神呢、啊、
？Abraham knew God and he understood God.
他知道神做事的法则。
He knew the ways and laws of God.
神做事的法则就是不会将义人跟恶人呢同杀，义人跟恶人呢一起看待，不会这样子。
So God's ways and laws is that He will not treat the wicked and the righteous in the same way.
所以亚伯拉罕就是凭着神做事的法则。
So Abraham grabbed on to God's ways and laws.
他才敢向神祈求啊。
In order to plead for the to make the plead,
因为里面有义人啊
because there are righteous people in there.
他知道他的侄儿啊
because he knew his nephew.
那新约圣经也是证明罗德有一个义心呢、啊、
And the New Testament also proved that Lot had a righteous heart.
所以他就向神祈求
So he pleaded with God.
有几个义人，你也要把他灭亡吗？你也要毁灭这个城市吗？
He pleaded with God, saying that even if there are a few righteous persons in there, are you still going to destroy that city?
他说凭着神的慈爱啊，凭着神这种心意来跟神讨价还价。
So, Abraham pleaded and bargained with God based on this ways and this loving heart of God.
所以从某个角度来说、啊、神是可以讨价还价的。
So from one angle, God is someone that we can bargain with.
你看，从五十个一直跟他讨价还价到十个。
So Abraham kept bargaining with God, starting with 50 and all the way down to 10.
那第二个方面。
And the second aspect.
请看诗篇三十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 30.
诗篇三十篇。
Psalm 30.
第五节
，verse 5，
诗篇三十篇第五节
，Psalm 30 verse 5，
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一树虽然有枯气，早晨便必欢呼。摩西他知道神做事的法则。
Moses knew God's ways and laws.
他知道神的性情啊。
He knew the personality of God.
他们都知道哈，以前的古圣徒他们知道神的怒气啊，只不过是转眼之间的。
And all the ancient saints also knew that God's anger is just but for a moment.
所以摩西很多次为着以色列百姓的罪过来。祈求神能够赦免他们。
So there were many times that Moses pleaded with God on behalf of the Israelites.
因为他知道神的怒气啊，只不过是一下子而已的。
Because he knew that God's anger is but for a moment.
好像爸爸妈妈的怒气啊，只是一下子而已。
So just like a father's and mother's anger, it's only a short while.
父母亲还是很疼自己的孩子。
Because all parents love their children.
所以在这个怒气当中，就忍一忍呢。
So in their anger, they would tolerate.
不要再跟他顶嘴。
So in their anger, just tolerate, don't talk back.
啊，忍一忍啊，等到怒气消了啊，就没事了。
So all we do is just tolerate, and when the anger subsides, and everything is well.
啊，他的恩典呢是一生之久。
But his favor is for life.
所以我们要抓住神的性情。
So we need to come to know the nature of God.
当我们犯错的时候。
When we commit wrong.
我们不要一直责备自己呀。
Do not continue to rebuke yourself.
我们不要一直有这个罪恶感。
We should not always have this conscience-stricken heart.
我们凭着神的信实，凭着神的慈爱。
So based on the faithfulness and the love of God.
对，我们是做错了。
Yes, it's correct that we have done wrong.
做错事情应该要承担起做错事情的责任。
When we do wrong, we have to bear the consequence.
可是这个事情过了以后。
But after this wrong has passed,
我们记住他的恩典呢，那是一生之久。
We need to remember that God's favor would last for a lifetime.
所以我们不能够放弃我们信仰啊。
So we should never give up on our faith.
我们一定要回头。
We should always turn back.
因为我们神呢，不会发怒，永远的发怒。
Because our God will never remain angry forever.
因此，我们认识神呢非常重要。
So it's very important for us to know God.
我们借着神做事的法则来认识他。
And through God's ways and laws, we can come to know Him.
那神也会做自我的介绍。
And God would also make self-introduction of Himself.
那请看创世纪十七章。
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章。
Genesis 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，神向他显现说，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。这是神啊，他向亚伯兰自我介绍。
So here we see the self-introduction of God to Abraham.
他说我是全能的神。
He said, I am Almighty God.
因此亚伯兰他就认识，哎，我说拜的神是全能的神。
So from this introduction, Abraham came to know that the God I worship is the Almighty God.
他还把对神所认识的啊，再告诉他的孩子。
And Abraham would further introduce what he knows about God to his children.
那以撒也是凭着这一句话在过生活。
And Isaac also lead his lives based on this his understanding of the Almighty God.
啊，虽然当地啊，当地有时候会产生饥荒啊。
And although and in their locally they experience a famine.
啊，生活产生问题。
And they face problems in their lives.
但是他想到他父亲告诉他说，我们所拜的神是全能的神。
But Isaac, in his difficulty, would remember what his dad told him, and that was the God we worship is the Almighty.
他就照着这一句话去生活。
So based on this phrase or sentence.Isaac would lead his life.
结果神啊，使他的说成了百倍。
And because of his faith, God made his harvest into many folds.
这本来是不可能的。
So this was something impossible.
因为天上缺少雨水啊。
Because there's no rain from the heavens.
土地都干裂了。
And all the land was dry.
啊，种了植物啊，种子怎么会成长啊？
So without water, how can the seeds grow?
但是他相信，他说拜的神是全能的神。
But Isaac remembered that the God he worship is Almighty.
他有这个体验。
So and he has this experience.
所以他要把这个体验告诉他的孩子雅各。
So he would then share his personal experience to his son Jacob.
那雅各在外面漂流二十几年。
And then Jacob spent 20 some years as a sojourner outside the home.
他怎么过日子
？And how did he spend his life？
他是凭着这句话，我们的神是全能的神，在过日子。
And he also led his life based on this phrase that his God is Almighty.
他出门的时候才带着一只拐杖啊。
When Joseph left home, when Jacob left home, he only took a staff with him.
因为神是全能的神。
But because God is Almighty,
啊，就帮助他成为有两队的人马，还有牲畜。
God helped him that when he returns, he had two companies, including his flocks and herds.
那雅各也在把这个消息信息告诉他的。
And then Jacob also passed on this introduction of God to his son Joseph.
这就是神啊，先自我介绍说我是全能的神。
And this was God's self-introduction that was I am the Almighty.
那神呢，向摩西他自我介绍说我是自由永有的神。
And God also self-introduced himself to Moses, saying that I am who I am.
那神是谁呢？
And so who is God?
神是灵。
A God is spirit.
所以要拜他的话，必须用心灵跟诚实啊，要真实来拜他。
So if we want to worship God, we should worship him in spirit and truth.
那这个是告诉我们拜神的心态啊。
So this teaches us our attitude in worshiping God.
那神是爱。
And next, God is love.
神乐意来接待我们呢。
God is very willing to accept us.
啊，也是让我们学习到如何去接待、接纳别人。
And His love will also teach us how to accept others.
那神是道。
And God is also Word.
那神的创造跟道有关系。
And God's creation is directly related to creation.
因为道这个道理就是有个条路、有个条文、有个秩序。
In this word, there is a set of rules. It is there is an order.
啊，秩序跟我们生活息息相关，也是有关系的。
So a structure, a order is directly related to our daily lives.
啊，没有秩序的生活会过得很杂乱，很辛苦啊。
So a life without structure and order, it will be very chaotic.
啊，东西乱放，你到时候要找一个东西，要花了老半天。
So if you just put your stuff everywhere, then it will be very difficult for you to look for things when you need them.
那就心情不好。
And when you are in a bad mood.
可是有秩序的话，哇，你什么事情都是很整齐啊，要找东西也快，节省时间。
Oh, when things are disorganized, your mood becomes bad. But if you're organized, then you save time and you have good mood.
所以认识神的话，能够帮助我们在生活上建立起一个有秩序的生活。
So if we know God, then it can help our daily lives to lead. We can lead a structured and an orderly life.
那神是光
，and God is also light。
那光就看得很清楚了。
With light, we can see things clearly。
我们看对方清楚，对方看我们也是很清楚的。
We see the other party clearly, and the other party can see us clearly。
所以圣经说要跟神相交，要光里头相交啊。
Therefore, the Bible encourages us to commune or communicate with God in the light。
那相交就是一种团契。
So to communicate is a form of fellowship。
所以我们弟兄姐妹在团契里也是不能够有隐瞒。
So brothers and sisters, when we have fellowship, we can also do. We should not hide things in our fellowship.
要打开我们心。
And we should open up our hearts.
好像在光里面行走一样。
It's just like walking in the light.
我们让对方看得很清楚我们的意图，我们能够看到对方的意图。
So that we can clearly show the other party our motive, and we also likewise can see the other party's motive.
啊，这种团契才会有乐趣啊。
So only with such kind of fellowship can we have can we enjoy the fellowship.
也是我们跟神之间团契，因为神是光。
And this is also a way to communicate or have fellowship with God because God is light.
我们坐来谈嘛，认识神的好处。
Finally, let's discuss the benefits of knowing God.
我们再回来看何西阿书第一章。
Let's turn back
第六章。
To read Hosea chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
来吧，我们归向神，他施恋我们，也必医治我们；他打伤我们，也必缠裹。所以。认识神的好处就是会得医治。
So the one benefit of knowing God is that we can be healed.
我们有些时候会受伤害呀。
Sometimes we may be harmed.
啊，受伤害必须要得到医治。
Or we may be hurt, but so we need healing.
啊，不医治的话，这个伤口会越来越糟糕，会越来越扩大。
Without healing, our wound will become worse and bigger.
到后来会伤害严重啊，太严重的会威胁到我们的生命。
And if the wound gets worse, it can even affect our lives.
那第二个好处。
And the second benefit.
啊，约伯记那边说，认识神啊，就会得到平安与福气。
The book of Job tells us that if we know God, we will receive blessings.
说真正认识神的话，就会得到医治，得到福气。
So if we know God, we can receive healing and blessing.
所以圣经告诉我们要竭力认识神。
Therefore, the Bible encourages us to pursue to know God.
啊，那这个是我们信仰的形式，看我们是不是真正认识神呢、啊、
？And this is the one way to reflect on our faith is by checking whether we truly know God.
啊，他是我们值得追求的，值得信靠的。
So God is someone worthy of our pursuit as well as worthy of our reliance.
那我们生活就会过得很轻松。
And our lives will, if we do that, then our lives will be very relaxing.
那就会真正的像主就所说的，你们放心啊，可以放心啊。
So we can do just what Jesus has told us, which is you can be rest assured.
啊，一起默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.
阿门。我们休息十分钟。
Let's rest for 10 minutes.